your attention, please. And welcome everybody to the May 9th Selectmen's meeting. Would you join me with saluting the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. Approval of the minutes of April 25th.
I'll move the minutes be accepted as presented.
I'll second it.
Any discussion or questions?
The question that I was having, are we going to talk later about the liquor license and that?
We can bring that up later.
Later, fine. No, that's all.
Just for an episode, yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm here.
More part. Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay. All in favor then?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. All right, department reports, highway.
All right, so for the month of April, we completed spring grading, completed brush and tree removal on Palmer Road and Kayla Drive. We began brush and tree cutting on Depot Road overpass. We're going to finish that next month, the other half. We completed drainage work at the Brown Road and Hook Road intersection, and patching is needed.
Which we all know is needed.
Yeah. That's pretty much every month
past. I know, huh?
It doesn't really change. So, any questions?
I have a question. I mean, we're just talking about the fuel end of it.
Yep.
Now, we gave something for the people we hire.
Yeah.
What I'm just saying is how to, even with the police department, I think that's something we've got to be aware of, what the fuel costs, where they're headed at that point. I mean, you have no control over it. You don't either, Chief. So all I'm saying is bringing it up up front. If there's some questions, let us know before we get too deep into something.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Especially if any of your people that you have subs that work for you, if they're having issues,
All right.
Right now, we really haven't had any issues with subcontractors. I think it was going to be something I was going to look at maybe at the end of the year, depending on what happens with, fuel and other costs.
Yeah.
Now maybe mid-year. Don't wait till the end.
Yeah. Jeff, are we finished over at the Brown Road pit?
Yep.
What Severino was going to come
in? Yeah, I actually should have put that on the note. So Severino was down at the pit excavating all of our the sand we use for road reconstruction, that's complete.
Nice.
And overall, I think they actually got us about 6,000 yards of sand. So we should be good for the next few years. Me and Tom actually worked out a system where, so they didn't dig out of the whole pit. They actually only dug out of a certain area. And what we're going to do when we do our road reconstructions is we're going to bring all of the, the overburden, we're going to bring it to the pit, flatten that out, and then when we need more sand, we're pretty much just going to move over and do the same thing, flatten it out.
Right.
And when we're all done at the end and, the pit is kind of picked clean of sand, down there should really just be a nice level, surface where we can dump, just various stuff that we need to dump and, stuff like that. But it'll be a very usable area for,
Good.
The town, and I know the cemetery uses it as well.
We kind of cleaned it up too, didn't you, Jeff? They got rid of all that old corrugated metal pipe, a bunch of slash and stuff.
And we had a lot of old asphalt and stuff down there.
Oh, yeah.
We actually ended up using as fill.
Looks a lot better now.
Yeah, it does. There's a lot more room down there too.
Yeah. Yeah, they had that cat excavator there with a 4-yard bucket on it.
I think it's
boy,
5-yard
you see that thing bale sand.
They can move some stuff, huh?
And then the loader's got an 11-yard bucket.
Right.
So, they move material.
Yeah, I'm kidding. It's not their first rodeo, right?
Yeah.
I had a couple of questions, if it's all right, Brian. Mr. Rock.
Brian's fine.
and we might know the answer to this because Beth is here. Do you know about paving the cemetery?
Yeah, so that should happen this month.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to call Barassa tomorrow to confirm everything.
The second question is Donovan Road and 27. Can you grade that and add some gravel, or I don't know what it
is. It's right at the throat of the road, right where it meets High Street.
Yeah.
It's just,
it's in tough one shape. Of my plans is, and if I have some money left over at the end of the year, I'd actually like to pave an apron into Donovan.
It because does that's, need that.
That's actually our only dirt road that doesn't have one.
Oh.
Like a, you know, just a paved apron into the road. And that's something that I was kind of hoping to, you know, if we have some extra money at the end of the year, I kind of want to try and do that.
And can we, for now, can you just put some, I mean.
We can definitely shim it up with some gravel and
something like
it.
That.
Has that gotten really potholed after we spring
it? It was better, and they even said it was better. They're trying to sell the property. And so,
I'm
mean, people.
I'm surprised that pothole was bad again.
Well, the customers complained, but that's, you know.
Okay.
So I said I'd check on it. And what did we use more fund money for last year? Or didn't we?
I did not actually use any more fund money last year.
Okay.
Are we going to get on that this
yes.
summer?
Yeah.
I'll actually won't use it till the end of the year because that's
correct.
When I have access to the most money.
Correct.
Okay.
But last year I didn't really have a good project that I, you know, to put it towards.
Can you skip it?
Because, and what happens, one of the reasons why I kind of wanted to leave it alone last year is last year, the amount of money that we were actually going to have access to was only like $8,000 to $10,000. So it wasn't necessarily enough to do, you know, a real project. And if you leave it run a year, you end up getting more in interest because just like anything else, it accrues.
Right.
So I'm hoping to try and get some more money out of it this year than I did last year.
So one more thing, the road into the recycling center could use a little help around the inside radius of some of those curves. Everybody cuts the corner a little bit more, and it just gets rid of that material.
Coming out of the cul-de-sac onto the dump road?
Yeah, just go up there and make that roundabout there and see what you...
Well, when it gets plowed, it's hard to... It's. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of shim in there, and it'd go a long way.
Yeah.
Well, it's been... You did some just a little while back, and it's breaking away again.
Yeah.
You know, it's
gets a lot of traffic.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's actually, it's kind of one of the dump in general is probably one of the busier spots in town, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Believe it or not.
At least a few days a week it is, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing was, don't forget when you're looking at more fun stuff there, that project we looked at up on the turnpike, in hopes it been there.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. I also thought about maybe putting that in as like a... possibly a Warren article or something like that.
You should try to get it priced out so you can
that's
get
what
an
I was
idea.
Gonna do.
Yeah. All right. And the other thing, down to Fox Park, if you've got time, you're out doing some repair work anywhere. Jake Labby put that flagpole light in for us.
Yep.
And the only thing left, he said, is a little bit of loom and grass seed.
Around the flagpole?
Well, where he did the ditching and everything, I guess it just needs to be dressed up a little bit.
Loam and seed.
Yeah.
Mulch. Yeah, I'll think of where that is.
You know where it is.
I know where it is, but I want to see where it needs loam.
Yeah, I don't think it needs a lot, but it's probably from the pole to the box, from the box to the flagpole.
Yeah, we actually have some really nice... So every time we pull the leaves out of the dump, we dump them at the pit, and they actually composted down with some really nice material.
Good.
We could probably just use that.
Right. Is Wood happy?
Yep.
Anybody else got a question for the road agent? See none? Thank you, Jeff.
Yep.
Police.
Speaking of the recycling center, we did have an incident the other day where, right when they were closing, someone got out and fired several shots into the clearing. That's adjacent, you know, the clearing with the
right hill.
And someone saw a small blue pickup truck leaving the scene. So Officer Charlie did some follow-up to figure out who owned the truck. He got some camera footage from National Machinery Movers, a local business right there. Shared the picture with some businesses and found out who the person was who admitted being up there, but denied nobody saw him. My understanding is nobody saw it. They just heard the gunshots.
Yeah.
So someone was out shooting a turkey or something right there in the clearing. So we put the local person, so we put them on notice, so they know that, you know, just that interaction, we know who they are. So hopefully that will put that to bed. But might not be a bad idea at some point to get some type of a camera. No cameras at that facility. It's a big investment for the town. out by the gate or by the swap shop, because if it was facing the entrance, if anybody comes in to do damage or anything else, you could at least possibly have some type of footage. We've been fortunate down there, the vandals and whatnot, but there's no security for that building, and it's remote.
Were they open at the time this gunshot?
They were closing. It was 4:30.
They were closing, and it happened.
Yeah. Okay.
So they can't be turkey. Doesn't that end at noon?
I think it was just somebody blasting and whatnot.
Because that's all where they cleared.
Yeah.
You're talking about just shooting into a bank type of thing. I don't mean to, So you know who it is.
We know who the individual is. We've chatted with him, so.
Okay.
Hopefully that won't happen again. And other than that, it's been steady, about the same as last month, about 25, 26, I think it was 26 criminal investigations or incidents. And last month it was 25. And year to date, 183 in 2021, 186 non-criminal type issues reported. We're about on track. Some of last year.
People don't need a license to drive, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it looks like looking at this.
The new cruiser is still down at Global in Hudson, being outfitted.
Okay.
Didn't know what the board wanted to do with the old one. I know that Andrea mentioned that Kevin needs or would like one because his has some repair issues, I guess. It's a low mileage vehicle. It's a 2017. Under 100,000. The current vehicle that Kevin's driving is a 2013 with about 100, just under 150,000, 146. So,
what did we get the catalytic converter for?
The one that Kevin's driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, we spent $1,200 on that, didn't we, or $1,000 on that?
Well, with this other new cruiser, we could probably get some good money for the town if we brought in the Copod. Put it out to bid at the state auction, which is at the end of the month.
You mean the one that Kevin's driving?
Either one.
Well,
the one that Kevin's driving is not going to get a lot of money. It's got almost 150. It's a 2013. And I think there were some rust issues, if I recall. You got an estimate, Andrea?
Yeah.
Did you have any other issues with it?
There was other issues. There's rust. And this was back in January, so I'm sorry.
I'd be more in favor of just keeping the newer one and get rid of that one.
We've got our investment in it. Is what it, the way I look at it, the same way, and it's something that we're going to keep putting more money in when we have this one, and his that'll last him a while. So when we take another cruiser off, that would something that we could look at selling at that point instead of So I think we should stay with.
How's the animal control vehicle? That one holding up okay?
So. Get by for a little while. The amount of miles, Kevin puts a lot of miles on. He's all...
Yeah, more than the animal
way
control.
Way more than the animal control. So
I would
divert any vehicle to him first.
Yeah, no.
Makes sense.
So does that sound like direction?
I'd like to keep the one... I mean, I don't want to say run it to the ground, but the one that he's using now since we put the 1200... I mean, it wasn't that long ago when we put that...
Well, last year. Last year.
Yeah.
Last year?
Yeah.
But it was January.
The thing is, he couldn't use it without it.
Right.
And it needed to be done.
That was a very good done last month.
Question.
Yeah. So.
Well, why don't I check? There's no rush here, so why don't I check with Copod, get an approximation of what they think it might get for us, so we have a number. And the state auction's like May 21st, but we can't tell them, I don't think, anything. Like, we want a certain amount of money when you go through the auction company there.
No, you don't. You can't have
here, here, they've been very helpful to the town, and we can put a certain price on it.
Right.
I think you're better off there.
Right here in town.
I would think so, right here in town.
And I remember, Sue, you sent that email about that municipal bid, which I'm not familiar with them, but I know, like, I think Merrimack, I think, uses that company. I went online, I saw it, I think the town of Merrimack online. But I think we're better off using something local.
Yeah.
Whatever gets the most bang for the buck is I'm supportive of.
At the very least, you could sell that Cali converter upright.
Yeah, really?
Somebody else might be worth more than the
20, yeah, the 1200 back, yeah.
I'll try to get a number and report that.
All right. But yeah, I would be in favor of keeping the old cruiser and giving it to Kevin.
Yeah.
And just a quick thing, I want to give credit to the fire department and the town employees today. We had a medical emergency in the building.
Mm.
and the person was transported and whatnot, no names mentioned here, but they were here fast, and some of the employees here did the right thing, notifying certain people, calling 911, comforting the employee, so that was good, and nobody panicked or anything, so good working team here.
Perfect.
Good. I have one question.
Yes.
Just the assist other agencies, you have 15 other agencies, the fire department on call. You're at all those calls and everything else at that point.
Yeah, there's actually a category for them, but that's usually like, it could be assist state police with fire, or you know, car broken down, or it could be.
Yeah.
It runs a gamut. Another town just calling up.
I didn't know if that was included, but no, thank you for clarifying that.
It's separate.
No, I mean, you're in everything that's on a call, the police department are there. That's what I'm trying to get across.
Other than that, any questions?
I don't have any. Anybody in the audience have anything to see? CNN? Fire department.
I'll read on behalf of Dean. Last month, it was regular truck and building maintenance. They trained at the Copart house, and they had EMS training. Their report for the month indicates that out of 17 calls, 10 of those calls were EMS responses. So that's well over half of the calls our fire department goes out on are EMS responses. So I think every month the decision to stand up an ambulance service in this town is confirmed to be a good one. Especially as you just pointed out today, Dean told me the response time was 1 minute and 30 seconds, about a minute and a half.
That's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I think we're very fortunate to have those people serving over there.
Definitely. Yeah.
So.
Good.
Now, you've got on here number of transports. That'll be brought up to date type
right.
of thing.
Right. Well, Kyle Ball's working on that.
No. All right. No.
We got a block for it. Okay. We just have to figure
Step
out how to generate the number every month.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
And a total. Year to date.
We could do that too.
Yeah. No, sure. I mean, it's something that, and we're letting people know what is taking place, their investment that's here.
Yeah. But we're on it for us.
No. now that Copart house, that was the training right down here that the fire department trained in it.
Right.
What it was.
Okay. Good. Anybody else? Anybody in the audience got anything for the fire department? Seeing none. Building.
All right, Kevin's not here, so where did the building report go? Check it out. It looks like the number of permits is down about 60% from this time last year. Revenue for April 2022, we're at $4,600, and year to date, we're at $13,800. As far as his permits go, right now he's got 12 building, one demolition, 10 electrical, and some other various permits as well. That's about it.
What a difference from last year, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not in a good way.
That interest rate's going up now. Yeah. How is that going to stymie it anymore?
I mean, it's still not bad. It's just last year it was exceptional.
Two huge projects going on.
Yeah.
Good. Anybody got any questions? See none? How about the audience? Anybody from the audience? Thank you. Solid waste.
Well, I think it's candy as you're with water. And the hot water heater over there burst a leak. And it's done some. I don't have any. You haven't. Chuck hasn't gotten any totals yet. Basically,
no totals.
Ceiling tiles. Yeah. Nothing major in respect to tearing walls out or anything else. There's no insulation. But I was just saying, because with our library, where the first of all on the three first total waste, I do not have a total for you. That comes from waste management. And this is so early in the month that we don't get that information as of yet. The same thing on the, you're talking, it's a tough one, but they, I think if you look at it, cardboard, there's more bales done this month compared to last year, but that really falls, it's hard to say, you know, you carried it over from this month because it wasn't, didn't need enough, and then you bailed it this next month. So, I mean, it's a, and again, I can't give you a year-to-date, a dollar amount, because it hasn't come in from waste management yet. So and but with the Freon, there's 88 units that were, Freon was taken out of air conditioners and refrigerators. There's six, almost 7 tons of light iron marketed, which was taken up to, you know, we got a cash check for $807+. And we have one load of high grade dirty aluminum marketed, and that total has not come in yet. So, bunch of zeros, but there's money that will be coming into as revenue.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Will our insurance cover the any costs for the leak?
So do we have a high deductible? Primex was down there. They did. Primex was down there last week. So.
Yeah.
So it should report back. Should be up.
Okay.
And the hot water heater has been replaced. That's all right. Been done, and so they're up and running. That was the main thing for cleaning. They needed for them personal.
Yep.
Cleaning hot water was needed.
Good.
All right.
Anything else for solid waste?
No, that's...
Anybody else in the audience? Thanks, Ross. Budget. You have an update for us there, Ross, or no? You just had...
Budget meeting, oh.
Yeah, you just had one request from...
They had basically... three requests, and I'll report on it. We're asking about the encumbered funds for the road agent, which is really money that we was not spent to finish roads. We don't. We want to keep that encumbered
overlay,
so we can stay project, yeah. Stay on top of our road maintenance. The others was the money for the
They asked
park.
About the park. Yeah.
The park. And as you probably, if you're down here, you saw that one part of it was 1 ton of fault, or 100 tons.
100 yards. 100 yards.
Yeah. Yard, tons would be a lot.
Well, it seems like
but, so, I mean, what they're concerned about is the money that was in last year's budget, is it, you know, is that being used or is it again into this year's budget? No, it's just money that we haven't gotten to.
Being covered money.
And then they were asking about the... how many fire personnel do we have, and asking about transporting and what have you. So I said, we'll be getting this as it comes along type of thing. Yeah. So that was just some minor things that they were looking for. And I mean, the money that's been in escrow is for last money last year. The money that's in this, there's other projects that we have to do.
Yeah, encumbered.
Encumbered, yeah. That was it. It was fine. It was no problem. Oh, I did one thing I didn't do. I was supposed to have an email address, and I haven't done that.
Any other questions for the budget?
Because there was some. I did listen to the tape. There was some concern about our revenues being down so much, and our
it was that
our
costs change tax for the
for the
55 plus,
right.
And then the heritage way.
Right. See, we've already gotten the money from that, Russ. It's not coming in this year.
No.
Right. I mean, that was...
That's why it was so much lower this year.
It's right. No, that was... Yeah. That was...
They're concerned.
It was there. They're just concerned on it, and because it's a big dollar amount at that point.
Okay. We did receive our first request form to be on the agenda.
Oh, nice.
And this is from the Candia Community Women's Club. Gail Stanley and Lisa Cody. Candia Food Pantry Funds. The Candia Community Women's Club is asking the Town of Candia to release all funds associated with the Candia food pantry for the club to handle. Please see the attached letter. I can either read the letter, Gail, or you can get up and summarize.
I'll speak to this. Okay. My name is Gail Stanley, and I have not lived in this town for 21 years, but you are all familiar to me up there, or just about all of you are. So nothing's changed much in town, has it?
No.
We are approaching you, we meaning the Candia Community Women's Club, because back in 2002, we had to move the food pantry from one location, and the town at the time was kind enough to let us have space in the basement, and that has worked out very well. And we thank you so much for that space. It was really an answer to a need that we had. What we're approaching you about is the funds. We had come to you in 2002, the town, and asked if you would take the money that we had in that fund and put it in an account for us. Because we had several people at the time that were looking to donate to the food pantry, but because we did not have our 501c3 status, they would not give to us. But going through the town, that all changed. Well, it took several years, but it finally dawned on us that we now have our 501c3. We got it in 2014. And so what we would like to do is take all this work off somebody's hand in town. Because we buy things, give a receipt, somebody writes a check, get the check to us, and we'd like to get rid of the middleman, and I'm sure the middleman or woman would like that to happen as well. So we are asking for our money back.
That's why.
We would like to take this, the control of that back, because there
you'd like
really
to be able to
manage it. Yeah.
Yeah, and manage that money.
Yeah.
A lot of people have donated over the years, and we are very thankful for that. It is a nice amount of money and should take care of the town for quite some time, and people are continuing to give money to that. Thanking the people in town that had a piece of this, we really are appreciative of that, but we would like to ask you to release that money back to the club where it started.
Sure.
Did you get your 501?
Yeah.
Oh, you
yes.
did. Okay.
2014.
So that's all set. Okay. Yep. So it's just a bookkeeping, and right now it's in an interest bearing. What's it in? A reserve? What kind of a fund is that in?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Do you ladies know what kind of a fund it is?
That you guys have it in?
Yeah.
No, we don't know.
I don't think it's a reserve, but I think it's separate.
Oh,
Boyd might know.
2002, I don't know.
Can I make a motion?
Absolutely. I think Russ had... Oh. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Dad. Russ can ask you. You can make it.
Move this board approve the release of all funds currently held by the town for the benefit of the Candia Women's Club to the Candia Women's Club and making check payable to the Candia Women's Club.
I'll second that.
Did you have a question or comment, Nathan?
The question I had is, now when people make a donation, we sort of accept it, and it's in the records. Not that they get recognized is all, that recognizing the person that donates the money, that's all. And I think that's a nice...
We still actually get notification of every time that Donna, I'm Lisa Cody, I'm with the Candia Community Women's Club as well. Donna Becker also provides myself and a couple of the other women within the Candia Women's Club with all donations that come in, and we actually also send a thank you note to everyone that has donated.
They're
acknowledged on your end, but we're also as well.
Technically,
and that would still continue.
No, if we can have that information, that we can acknowledge it publicly.
ask a question.
That's all that I'm saying.
I just have to ask a question.
Any information that you guys would like to know in regards to the food pantry, we would be more than willing to provide that information to you.
No, that's all that I was thinking.
I just have a quick question.
Yeah. The other question is, thank you.
Took his vitamins.
43 cleanup.
Didn't that come out? We picked up 39 bags of trash that day.
You guys did awesome.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
39 bags of trash.
Now, you get credit by the state for that, or?
We do it through the highway cleanup program, but we just do it for community service.
No, you don't get paid.
I stopped to pick up some bags.
No, you were collecting it that first year. And we were like, where did all our bags go? We got an eye on you.
I do apologize. No.
Hey, okay. The state comes by and picks them up.
No. All right.
Perfect. Andrea had a...
I just wanted to ask, when people come in and want to donate, have them write checks out to Camp...
They can still be made out to the Candia Food Pantry. Basically what I've seen most of the checks coming through.
Okay.
So it still can be to the Candia Food Pantry.
Okay.
Well, we'll give the checks to you, though.
Right, but I just want to make sure that instead of writing out to the town.
Correct. Yeah. Right. We don't want that on there.
We don't want our name on the check.
Right, exactly. Right.
And we won't be accepting those anymore as part of our donation.
Very rarely is the town of Candia on the name of the checks that I've seen over the past couple of years. Most of the checks are written out to the food pantry for donations. Right. Does say the food pantry.
Okay.
Candy.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for what you've been doing.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Thank you. Yeah, we're serving about 3 to 5 clients every other week when the food pantry is open. We've also started a backpack program that goes through multiple families throughout the Moore School. Andrea knows I'm in here twice a week filling backpacks, bringing them to families. So it's a great program that that we're able to support the town with.
Well, yeah. Good job.
Any more questions from the board?
No.
All in favor then?
Ross.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
There you go.
Thank you.
What about it?
I can't wait to get to that.
I know, I really
What about it?
We skipped right. over the power group.
I'm considering a community power group. I guess that's you, Kev?
Yep.
It is. Yeah, Kevin Coughlin, 96 Langford Road. The Recycling and Energy Committee had requested somebody that had interest in a community power program. So I met with Russ and the team, Al Couch and them, about launching a committee. So we met on the 28th with Ryan Paulson from Standard Power, who is this power broker that would be the enabler of this project. And they said you need to have a committee, get members on it, and then have monthly meetings for 8 months. It'd be a couple of public announcements. They would be doing a lot of the promotional activities. The Candia Facebook town page would be really ideal for helping to spread that message. There's going to be a lot of missionary work spreading the message about what this will entail. So the goal is to offer power to Candia residents via a different provider than Eversource. Eversource is still going to be the delivery mechanism.
Right.
Right.
If you have a line down there, still the people to call. But this power broker is planning to be able to offer pricing that is a few cents a kilowatt less than right. Eversource. That's the plan.
Is this totally different than that direct power, which is the same idea?
I think there's a lot of brokers.
Or are they
there's
part of it?
There's brokers, yeah. And some of them are kind of like robocall, fly-by-night people, mm-hmm. right? This is a much more structured. There's a number of towns in New Hampshire that they're working with. Deerfield's one of them. Epsom, I think, is one. Epping is one of them, I believe. Keene's on board. So they're trying to basically aggregate more people, get better buying power,
mm-hmm.
leverage pricing, to be able to just discount
sure.
energy. So
yeah.
The plan as it was presented is an opt-out kind of scenario, and they'll be doing surveys with town residents to try to get a better understanding of what people are looking for. So there'll be a cheapest power solution, which they're estimating will be 10 to 15% less expensive than Eversource.
There'll be a greener option that would be kind of a power equivalent to Eversource's pricing, but greener. And then there'd be like a 50% green energy and 100% green energy option for those that chose it. It would be more expensive, but everyone's different. If some people say, I would like to do that, then they can do that. If you are on solar already, there's a mechanism for still being able to participate in this plan as well. So all I'm asking is that the select board allow this committee to be formed. Next committee meeting, I'll probably have a number of folks here that we'd ask that you would appoint to the committee.
All right.
And then we would just start working grassroots in town, helping people understand what this is about. Russ, correct me if I'm wrong. It seemed as though Ryan said we need to like have a warrant article for this, which I don't understand why we would. It's not impacting the budget whatsoever. And it's strictly voluntary. You can opt out of it if you don't want to be in it.
Right.
And so, but they said you need 8 monthly meetings. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't really pull a pin on this until December-ish. Depends how fast we can get things going. And but then people would potentially be able to save 10 or 15% on
So you'll bring some volunteers at the next meeting here, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Okay.
So
whenever it gets some
in
2 volunteers.
Weeks or in June?
I would want to have people here the next meeting, which
in
is in 2
weeks,
weeks so we could have a June meeting and start our... Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Start our 8
and
meetings.
How many they suggest should be in that committee?
They said an odd number. Like yep. They said 6-ish, but 5 or 7. I'm looking more like 7 probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
7 or 3 to 5? Do you have enough volunteers, do you think?
I think I can get 7.
7? Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a lot of getting out to people. It's a lot of
helping people understand what the offer is.
Educating,
right?
Yeah.
Educating, and then they'll supply the mailing and everything else.
Yes.
So these things are, it's just get it out in front of the people.
Right.
Is what
so the way they make their money is they get 0.1 cent, a tenth of a cent per kilowatt that they ship out. So.
Like a broker for you, whatever.
Right. So right. It's a very minimal fee, and they're still saying you're going to aggregate a cost benefit to the consumer by they're shooting for 10 or 15%.
Mm-hmm. So it's the benefit of the citizens of Candia is what it amounts to.
Good.
I'm requesting you allow a committee to be formed.
I'll make that motion.
Second that.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Floyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good.
Thank you.
See you at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For giving me the agenda.
Oh, no problem.
And you could not get a hold of Diane for a
I emailed her. She never responded. So.
Ah, okay.
Yep.
I believe you brought this up, Boyd.
Yeah.
The bond.
Right now, the town has a program offering people with barns and historic outbuildings. A tax abatement on the value of that property, provided they meet certain conditions. And every year, the town is authorized to monitor that easement to be sure that those conditions are being met. And the Heritage Commission used to assume that responsibility, and they would go around every year and look at these barns and be sure that what hasn't been converted into an Airbnb or a motel or something, and they would then certify that it still meets the conditions of the easement. Well, they haven't done it for a couple of years, so now the Agricultural Commission has offered to do that.
Oh, nice.
Town. And so Rod Howe asked me to get this on the agenda and get the selectmen to approve their appointment as being the monitoring agent for the barn preservation easements.
And so they'd get those in before the April 1st deadline or whatever for taxes. Okay.
Yeah. And so I don't see any harm with that. I mean, we have to have somebody do it.
And Carol's his wife is on the Heritage Commission, so she must be good with it.
Yeah, I would think so.
No, so. It's really, and they'll even look for some older barns too to put on it.
Sure.
You know, that anybody's got an old historical barn.
Right.
Can be
Do you need a motion or just a feeling of the board?
Do you want a motion?
Make it a motion.
I move we authorize the Agricultural Commission to accept responsibility for monitoring the barn easements in Candia.
Second that.
Just for discussion purposes, I did ask Andrea to contact Diane, because she is the chairperson, but she did not respond, so in lieu of that, I assume
that they want to do it.
Well, they asked to have that responsibility.
Yeah, Heritage might not, if they're not meeting, they might not.
I know the Heritage hasn't met in over a year.
No, what I meant is the agricultural, they want it.
Yeah, right. They asked.
That's all it is. That's fine. No, good. I'm in favor of it.
Okay.
Get it done.
You're a yes?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
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 Okay.
So we'll tell them, we'll tell the Agricultural Commission.
Yes.
And also notify the Heritage that they no longer have to worry about that.
But you might want to tell them the deadline that they need to get it done by.
The yearly barn valuations, I'm not.
Well, actually, all it is, only if it's changed. If it hasn't changed, it's just ongoing.
They update their.
If you've added new ones or it's changed, its status has changed.
Well, they update the easements every 10 years. They update they fill out the paperwork. But the Heritage Commission would go out and do evaluations, like how the condition and.
Okay.
Moor Park, events.
Yes, the events for Moor Park. There are a couple of things coming up. First of all, the farmer's market, I think we're all set with that. I just wanted to make sure we're clear. If they're to serve any type of liquor, whether it's a sample or anything else, my thought was as long as they have their state liquor, they have to jump through hoops to get that.
Yeah.
So as long as they have some type of a state liquor thing, which the only application I saw did have it, and I can certainly make copies if you guys want. That if you bless that part, I don't know if we need a motion for that, or maybe we do, I'm not sure. And then the second thing was a food truck, is the same situation, but again, I think they, from what I understand, the food truck, all it has to be
the state
does that. They inspect it as far as a liquor license, something like that, and I believe they'll have their own liability.
Through
the state and all that.
Yeah.
So I just wanted your, again, I don't foresee any problems. I'm kind of excited.
So we don't have to do anything?
I don't think so. The only thing I can think of is policy for Moor Park says that there's no booze.
Right.
And I guess my motion would be to make an exception or case by case.
Per case, yeah.
You know, that and like case, for a fundraising thing and like that. Make an exception.
The farmer's market is at the library, right?
Right.
Is that too close to the school to sell alcohol?
Isn't
there
know.
Some distance between
I thought that
school?
Was drugs. Is it
it's
alcohol?
All drugs.
I don't know about alcohol.
Yeah, no, never anything.
No, oh no. Everybody in the school has a flask.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, all the teachers.
It's just the drugs.
You're kidding me with the kids?
We shouldn't joke. We're not joking about that, people.
Here we are.
Off the minute. So I don't see any problems. So I think maybe a motion that I'll make a motion that we do case by case, and I'll bring it to you anytime anybody asks, and we'll make sure they have their forms and like that.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yep.
Yeah.
So however that motion went.
Okay. And you made that motion?
Okay. Who made the motion?
Yes.
Who sang it, Russ?
I'll say.
Is Linda going to straighten that out?
Any more discussion on that?
Hey, what kind of food truck are we going to have?
I don't know. I'm excited about that.
Is
that August 11th? Or you might know that.
Sushi.
Sushi. You don't need no dead fish.
I know.
It is a Candia Community Women's Club event, but I don't know the exact date. I'm not organizing
it. I think she said August 11th, I believe, if that's a Saturday.
We got time.
But I think they'll probably get as many as they think they can. I mean, Stratum has it right at their park.
That's a big thing now, food truck stuff.
It's a real big thing. I'm excited about that.
You might go back in it.
No.
But the question I have is Old Home Day. Has she given you a date? I know she wanted to do it.
She hasn't reached out to me. Let me.
I just want to make sure that doesn't
conflict with that, huh?
Yeah.
We had a food truck cater a wedding last year. Best food I've ever had.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
They could put some easy stuff out.
So we voted on that?
No, we're sitting there waiting. If everybody's all done discussing, All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank
Perfect.
You.
Perfect.
It'll be fun.
Tacos.
Good community activity.
Sushi? No, I had sushi yesterday.
We're going to get a taco truck.
Oh, I bet a taco truck will come. They said that was
fun. Okay, any other business?
When you look out. CYA and Donna Del Rosso saw this talking about doing something, I think, in October. So
oh, yeah, now the information.
At the CYAA.
Yeah.
I'd like to think about, because we had the last one that we had, trying to say, bring your kids. It's safe atmosphere and what have you. That parents would come they knowing that the kids are there. And
what's
that's
happening?
Who we want to talk to.
What are we talking
for what?
It's, you know, an all-town informational thing.
Informational
CYA.
Thing, remember last
that
year we had?
Thing with all the booths.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and I felt if we let parents know that kids are invited, we can talk to the parents while the kids are doing something. You know,
that's what you think.
Yeah.
No,
I'm babysitting.
Johnny, cut that out. Leave your sister alone.
Exactly.
But it's just a thought that I had, and I'll talk to Donna at that point, but... if we get the kids there...
Playing basketball, yeah.
Well,
you think you'll have more parents if you get to let the kids
That's
go.
All it yep. is, yes. You know. All right.
That's a good idea.
Good.
That's all I have.
Any other business? So, you know, the calendar. Next board selectmen's meeting is May 23rd, 7 o'clock. Any public input?
There's some people...
Seeing none? Oh, you want to read the...
How do you want it this week?
I just...
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Yeah, I know.
You want just the bottom line? Or you want
yeah, for those 2 weeks.
All right, for the... Well, the payroll, and combined total, payroll and payables for the 2 weeks, it was $659,008.20, of which the school got $500,000.
Perfect.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
That's how we want it.
Okay, thank you. This week.
Just remember it. 2 weeks from now. Or a month from now.
All right, seeing nothing else. Motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Thank you for attending, people.
Yes. Yeah. Second it.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.